Two HDNL teams will play for a North Coast Section Championship in basketball this weekend, while a third will try to join them in next week's state playoffs. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on all of this week's NCS playoff action in just a moment, as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including why it was a big week for some local high school wrestlers, how the College of the Redwoods basketball teams fared in their playoff openers, some college baseball and softball updates, news of this year's annual Cal Poly Humboldt Athletics fundraiser, and how one HDNL school surprised one of its rivals with a random act of kindness. But first up, the Eureka Boys and Ferndale Girls will play for a North Coast Section Championship in basketball on Saturday night. The Loggers, who will be playing for the program's first ever section title, are the number 2 seeds in the Division 5 bracket and will head to Santa Rosa to face number 1 Sonoma Academy. That game will take place at Cardinal Newman High School at 5 p.m. On Tuesday night, the Eureka Boys took care of business in their semi-final at home against Redwood Christian, winning 70-63. The Ferndale Girls also took care of business in their Division 6 semi-final at home against Grace Christian Academy on Wednesday, winning 54-27 to advance to another section final. On Saturday night, they will renew their postseason rivalry with a team they have become familiar with in recent years. The Cats, who are the number 2 seeds in the bracket, will travel to Antioch to play number 1 Cornerstone Christian. This will be the fourth time in 5 years that the two schools have faced off in a section decider, with Ferndale winning 2 of the previous 3 meetings, including a hard-fought 53-51 win at Ferndale High School last year. The Cats also won the Division 6 title in 2022 and will be playing for a third NCS title in 5 years. Regardless of Saturday's results, both the Eureka Boys and Ferndale Girls are guaranteed a place in the upcoming state playoffs, which tip off next week. The brackets and seeds for the NorCal tournaments will be announced on Sunday. The St. Bernard's girls also remain in the chase for a place in the state playoffs, despite losing their NCS semifinal on Tuesday. The top seeds in the Division 3 bracket hosted Miramonte and fell 58-54. The Crusaders will now host Mission San Jose in Friday night's bracket third place game, with the winner advancing to the state playoffs. In girls' playoff action last weekend, St. Bernard's defeated Liberty 50-44 to advance to the semifinals, while Arcata lost 77-74 to Pinole Valley in double overtime, and Ferndale defeated Mendocino 57-28. In boys' playoff action over the weekend, St. Bernard's fell to College Park 74-63 in the Division 3 quarterfinals, while Eureka defeated Gateway 67-50, Del Norte lost to San Marin 64-43, and Ferndale lost at Mendocino 51-41. The Laytonville girls also saw their memorable season end in their Division 6 quarterfinal against St. Vincent de Paul, losing 63-46 and closing out with a record of 20-5. In local high school wrestling, meanwhile, 3 HDNL grapplers are competing in this week's state championships in Bakersfield after winning NCS titles last week. Arcata freshman Taylor Bell is enjoying an outstanding debut season on the high school mats and secured a section title in the girls' 110-pound bracket, as did Del Norte brothers Thunder and Wyatt Lewis at 126 and 157 pounds respectively. Thunder, a senior, is making a fourth trip to the prestigious state meet, having placed there in each of the past 3 years, while his younger brother Wyatt, a junior, will be making his third trip to the state meet and has placed in each of the last 2 seasons. In local college basketball, it was a disappointing week for both College of the Redwoods teams. The 2 CR squads qualified for the state playoffs after each finished second in the Golden Valley Conference. However, both fell at the first hurdle on Wednesday night. The CR women hosted Hartnell and saw a competitive game get away from them late in a 67-51 loss, while the Redwoods men travelled to Sierra and lost 91-79. A familiar name to local basketball fans took the court for the Hartnell women. Bailey Cotter, the daughter of former South Fork and College of the Redwoods standout Jean Cotter, started for the Panthers. Jean Cotter, who tragically passed away in a car accident 10 years ago, founded the Basketball Jones Hoop Camps, which hold several camps for young players here on the North Coast and well beyond every year. Each December, South Fork High School also hosts the annual Jean Cotter Memorial Tournaments for boys and girls. The Cal Poly Humboldt basketball teams, meanwhile, were both in action last weekend. The women's team improved to 16-4 in conference play with wins at San Bernardino and Cal Poly Pomona. They won 64-61 at Pomona, completing the conference sweep over the number 7 team in the nation, and they remain third in the standings going into the final week of the regular season. The Jacks will close out the regular season at home against Cal State San Marcos on Saturday afternoon before opening the postseason in the conference tournament next Thursday. The Humboldt men, meanwhile, lost both of their games against San Bernardino and Pomona. The Jacks have struggled down the stretch of the season and have now lost 6 of their last 7 games, but they remain in a tight race for a spot in the conference tournament, heading into the final weekend of action with a record of 11-9. Switching gears, the College of the Redwoods baseball team lost its first 2 conference games over the weekend, falling 10-9 and 10-1 to Lassen and dropping to 2-13 on the season. The Cal Poly Humboldt softball team went 2-4 in a week-long trip to Hawaii, losing 2 games to Hawaii Hilo before splitting doubleheaders against Hawaii Pacific and Chaminade. The Jacks are now 5-9. In other Cal Poly Humboldt news, the Jacks will hold their annual fundraising auction on Saturday, April 11th at Blue Lake Casino. This year's guest speaker will be former Lumberjack and current Atlanta Falcons receivers coach Robert Prince. And rounding out another busy week in local sports, the Fortuna Huskies recently surprised a league rival to celebrate Random Acts of Kindness Day. Members of the Fortuna Student Athletic Advisory Council showed up at St. Bernard's Academy with chocolate milk and cookies for the Crusaders to highlight the importance of good sportsmanship. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.